the house.
Blog Talk Radio.
So, for instance, if you are walking down the street and you're putting your right foot in front of your left foot, that's a creation of reality into itself. Because realities are a combination of choices. What choices are we going to make? And there's a myriad of opportunities for us. Some opportunities we wish that we had not taken advantage of in some cases, and in other cases we wish that we had done something. But it's every moment, and a moment is faster than the speed of light, so every moment we are creating our reality. We are creating our lives. And it's all about choice. Yeah, Lee, you were going to say something.
And how are we creating our reality?
Good one. Yeah, we create our reality by way of thought. You think it. There's some theories about that. Some psychologists are thinking that does the thought come first? It's almost like the chicken and the egg. What came first? Does the thought come first and then the emotion? Or does the emotion come first and then the thought? Or do both of them come simultaneously? We purport that it's the thought comes first and then the emotion. I kind of compare it to an automobile. If you have an automobile and it doesn't have any gas, you have the vehicle, which is the automobile. It's the car itself. But you didn't put any gas in it. So the only way it's going to be able to move is if you call a tow truck and the tow truck takes it away, or you gather up some people and say, push it to a certain place. But normally, what do? We go and we put gas in the car. When we put gas in the car, we turn it on, it ignites, and then we can go wherever we want to go. So creation of a reality is similar to that, Lee. It's like we have a thought, and the more we think about it, the more intense emotions that we put on that thought, the faster the manifestation of it. So that can even go with, goes with anything, basically.
It goes in, let's just call it, you know, it's sort of bidirectional, right? Those things that we may want to create in our life and those things we may not want to create in our life, depending on the emotional charge that that thought has.
Right, right. And we have to put the charge there. And we think and we think and we think and we it gets intense. You know, I want a candy bar. I had a little boy. I can tell you this story. There was a little boy that I was working with, and he just wanted a bicycle. He wanted a bicycle, and he kept concentrating. And then when he came back to me, he said, "I got my bicycle. I got my bicycle." So the thought was the bicycle. The energy behind wanting that bicycle was the emotion he put on it. That was something that he really, really, really wanted. So he kicked it in. But then there are also things, Lee, as you know, that there are things that we kick in that we wish that we had never kicked in. And they're out there as well, like illnesses, accidents, all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Yes. Do you want to go there with today's audience? Should we share with them about, you know, these mental equivalencies, how things manifest in our lives, you know, where should we go?
Sure, we can do that with the audience. Mental equivalencies. The idea of mental equivalencies was Matthew Fox was given credit for that back in 1948.
Okay.
What we're talking about is not something new.
Mm-hmm.
It was something old. Creation of reality, I'm sure, was back in the 20s, 1920s, talking about creation of reality. However, Seth, the entity Seth, who channeled through Jane Roberts, has been given the credit for coining the term creation of reality, you know. But the concept, the ideas of it have been around for a very long time. So we can start from the beginning. Where do we first create our reality? See, people think that, okay, we're in this body now. We're right here in what people call this dimension. And so this is where I'm creating my reality. They don't realize that the reality starts even before conception. We are energy essences of the force which created all of existence. From there, we move into an incarnate stage. And that's where we formulate what our vehicles are going to look like. We make other choices about some of our experiences, some of the how, as we call it. The how are you going to learn something? How do you want to learn these lessons? It's not that you choose. Many people say that we choose lessons. And we're saying, no, the lessons are already chosen. You are given the lesson. But what you have to do is the how of the lesson. Like, say, a lesson is about abandonment. Then how are you going to learn that? That's your choice. But you start at the creation of reality, because back at the incarnate stage, you've got to decide species. You've got to decide how you're going to manifest your physicality. Are you going to be a humanoid? And if you're going to be a humanoid, you're going to choose your mother and your father. And you choose your parents by way of the how. How are they going to support you in learning abandonment? How will they, or maybe you won't even learn it from them, but you're going to pick up their epigenetics, you're going to pick up their genetics. And epigenetics, is making it real simple, is what are they carrying down the line to you? What are they carrying for you? In other words, there's some parents that provide their children with an experience in addiction of some sort. Some parents provide their children with an experience in opulent prosperity or opulent wealth, you see. So you choose the parents according to the lessons that you've committed to learn. And choosing your parents is the beginning of how I want to learn these lessons. And then you continue from there.
And when you were saying lessons we are supposed to learn, what exact context are you talking about? Is that my lesson is abandonment, and I am supposed to learn that I do not need to experience this? Or I'm sure people get very sucked into abandonment challenges. So is the idea that we are here to overcome these challenges, or just to strictly experience them without evolving or shifting our impressions about it? What are we supposed to do?
Well, the idea is that we join this drama, we join this play, so that we can experience ourselves. And some of us, we put in joy, we put in peace, we put in unconditional love. So there are a lot of things that are in, but it's like a vegetable soup, you know. I remember when I was a kid, and my great-grandmother would say, okay, here we're having vegetable soup for dinner. So the first thing I'd look at wouldn't even be the liquid of the soup. I'd look and see what are the vegetables in there and find the ones that I like the best. And then that's what I would eat, like the green peas. I used to love green peas because they were sweet. So I would search out all the green peas. It's like vegetable soup. What do I want to experience in with these lessons? How am I going to do it? But see, there are two lessons that we all have in common, basically two.
Okay.
Basic ones. One is the fact that we want to learn, let me put learn in quotes, because it's not about us wanting to learn something as it is about us wanting to remember something. Because all of these things that we've been learning in books from all kinds of people, from entities outside of this earth, all of those things, we already know all of it. We really do. But what we're doing now today, and the people that are listening to us, the audience, is remembering, we're helping them to remember these things. Remember about creations of reality, how we create. We already know this, really. We already know it. So the two lessons are, one, to love ourselves. A lot of us don't love ourselves. And once we came into the vehicle, we came out of the incarnate stage and came into the vehicle, we learn from the people that we bring to us, that we create to bring around us, that we don't love ourselves. Or some people will create to bring people around them that show that they do love themselves. So unconditional love of self is one for everybody, every humanoid. The next thing, separation.
There is no separation.
Correct. There is no separation, really. It's an illusion. See, we have creation of reality, and creation of reality is really creating a lot of illusions. These are all illusions we're creating. But they appear to be so real, you know. Like if I stub my toe, what am I going to do? Probably if it really hurt, I'm going to say, ouch, you know. So it's challenging to tell somebody, well, you know, you really didn't stub your toe. You know, what do you mean I didn't stub my toe?
I felt it. Right.
So, you know, so don't tell me that I'm living in a world of illusion, but it is. It is illusion, very, very illusionary, and it makes us think in this avenue or this drama that we're in that it's real.
So part of the
love of self, and there is no separation. We're all one. It's only oneness.
And we will end on oneness. Thanks so much for listening. If you have any questions for us, please feel free to call at 800-930-2819. We're taking a short break. We'll be right back.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off. You're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to the Boss Up Babe radio show, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365dailyhustle.com. Parenting isn't about perfection. I think we all know that. Parenting is about being present and honest, having compassion for your child and for yourself, communicating consciously and loving unconditionally. Tune in to the Awakened Parent Project with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to be an empowered parent through the techniques of the Conscious Parenting Community. To learn more about Susan, visit SusanDolce.com.
It takes courage to step into your calling and go for your dream. Sabotage monsters can get in your way, preventing you from reaching your potential. You can choose to struggle alone, or you can choose community and support, someone to walk beside you, meeting you where you are. If you are ready to make real and lasting change, Coach Christine Clark is here for you. Find out more about one-on-one coaching and group programs with Coach Christine at sunglowtransformation.com.
Ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So, get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com. Hello, I'm Lee, and I'm talking with Greta. We are filling in for Dr. Pat today. We host the podcast, Shifting Impressions, Conversations with the Realm of Beings, every Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time. Thank you for joining us. Before we went to break, Greta and I were chatting about reality and illusion and how we create our reality, and we mentioned something called mental equivalencies. So we'd like to elaborate that on that a little further, how they manifest in our lives, how we create them in our lives, what they can teach us and guide us, Greta, can you elaborate more on that?
Okay. I want to introduce the concept of the unconscious. Many people go from consciousness to subconscious. I hear a lot of subconscious. But we're talking about the unconscious. And the difference between the conscious and the unconscious is, I'll give you an example of a glass of water. You take an empty glass and you put it under the faucet. And you run the faucet, and it's filling up with water, more water, more water, more water. When the glass is totally full, then the water starts to run over the sides. It displaces it so it can take in new water. That's equivalent to your consciousness. Now, the unconscious, let's take that same glass. It's empty. We put it under the faucet. We turn on the faucet, and the water never runs over. It just keeps taking in, and taking in. That's the unconscious. The unconscious never forgets anything and retains everything. It knows when you ate your first candy bar. It knows when you first sneezed. It doesn't forget anything. Everything is contained within its memory. Okay. With that, now let's move into the creation of reality. and mental equivalencies. Let's say you've been working very hard on the job. You've had a very stressful day, and then you start to experience a headache. And say, oh, I guess I have a headache, you know. Okay, usually you just think, okay, I have a headache, and that's it. Let me go take some aspirin. And that's as far as it goes. The concentration then is to get rid of the headache. That's focus. But when we talk about creation of reality and you think of that headache, then you're going to start to think beyond just the headache. You start to begin to think on why do you have the headache in the first place. So why becomes a very important word when we're talking about creation of reality. Why did I create, notice what I'm saying, the headache, this just didn't come out of nowhere now. Because anything that happens with you, you created yourself. I don't care what it is. I don't care what it is. If it's happened to you personally, then you created it. So the headache is a personal experience of yours. So you created it. The thing then, Lee, is to look and see and try to figure out why did you create it in the first place? So now we get into mental equivalences. There are several books, several people that you can call into the studio. We can give you some recommendations after the program is over. But there are several books, several people, authors that deal with mental equivalency. So you would see headache, and it would tell you stress. You've placed yourself under stress. So then when you recognize, okay, I'm under stress, then the next step is going to be what's causing my stress? Because that's what you're going to want to deal with. Sure, you're going to take that aspirin. I'm not saying for you not to take that aspirin or whatever medication you choose to take for headaches. You know. And if you have, if you're experiencing, if you created to experience a migraine headache has a different mental equivalency to it, Lee, than just a headache.
Okay.
Those are two different things. So there are two different reasons, migraine headache versus regular headache. So go ahead. You're going
to
ask.
Oh, I was going to say mental equivalencies are such an interesting topic when you understand that, when you can understand that you are creating this, but your body is giving you clues as to if you're unaware of what you're creating. I think the last place we sort of get a little message is in the physical body. So, right, if you don't deal with it at other levels, you know, it comes knocking on the physical body, like that stub of the toe or the headache or, you know, some other more serious conditions, right? But if you know that this exists and you know that you're creating it, it's such a powerful tool for you to observe what you're doing.
Right, I like how you said powerful tool, because that's what it is. It's a tool for us to be able to use to understand where our unconscious is, because the unconscious is always supporting you in the lessons you want to learn.
And ladies, may I interrupt for just 1 second? We have a caller that's actually been waiting very patiently with us. A really good question for you guys, if I'd like to bring her on.
Oh, fabulous.
Thank you. Yeah, you're welcome. Sorry to interrupt. It's Deb from New Jersey. Hi, Deb. What's your question?
Hi, Deb. Hi. I was wondering if my question is, how do we live in the realities of the illusions? What are some ways to deal with these realities that are illusions? Any tips or thoughts on that?
Well, one thing would be to understand, one, that you create your own reality. That's the biggie, is to understand that first. And then the next thing is you can use the mental equivalencies to help you figure out how did you develop this. But now, Deb, you're talking about, well, how do we deal with it? How do we deal with something that we don't want?
Or I get a sense, Deb, are you trying to get at the maybe not your the collective reality that we share? Are you talking more about that, that maybe you feel that we don't have control of, we're just a part of some collective reality? Are you still
I guess both, because sometimes they go hand in hand.
Right, that's possible. That is possible. It depends what happens with that. Lee, were you going to say something else in reference to that?
Well, I just wanted to know, it seems that we are sharing a global experience at this moment in time. A lot of things are shifting, and maybe we feel things are out of our control because this does appear to be a global experience. So in that context, how can we understand that illusion?
Okay. Let's say that I bought some tickets to go to the circus. I took my family. When I got there, I'm going to see all these other people that have bought tickets to go to the circus. So we are sharing a collective creation of reality. A collective creation of reality in that we all want to go see the circus. So you're in your house, another person is in their house, another person is in their house, but we all come together, we all buy tickets, and we all come together to experience the circus. That's a collective consciousness. When you go to a football game, you have the stadiums filled with thousands and thousands and thousands of people, you know, there to enjoy the football game. So that's a collective consciousness. We're coming together collectively to experience the football game. So there are times in this world experience that we have come together as a collective to experience something together. It might be going into a classroom, a fifth grade classroom, and the children are all there with the teacher. That's a collective consciousness. They just didn't pop up and say, okay, I'm going to fifth grade and I'm going to Joe Schmo's classroom. No, they come together, but there's a creation of reality there. Even if they didn't know the teacher, there's a collective, and then they come together and they form this experience in this classroom. So we are constantly in a state of formulating collective consciousnesses, some of them that probably we wish we had never created, like, for instance, a world war, too, with a collective consciousness, you know. Another collective consciousness would be the people that are, the people that go to space. The astronauts that are going to space, even if it's only three or four of them going up at one time, but there's a collective consciousness between them going on that they're sharing this experience at that time on that day and going up into space, be it that they go up and come straight down or be it that they stay there for 30 days. I think one group stayed up there for a year. So that's a collective. I'm coming together with you. So we have a lot of collective experiences that also have mental equivalencies.
Okay, so how can we learn from that? You know, like let's go into space seems like a great thing. Maybe going to class is also pretty good for most people. But if you're collectively experiencing like our current global situation, which some of us may or may not want to participate in, I mean, what do we have to learn from that on an individual level to shift something?
On an individual level to shift, certain experiences are created out of fear. And when you have an experience that's created out of fear, you really want to deal with that within yourself. Because when you fear something, the energy is so strong that it will provide you with the experience that you fear. So one thing you want to do is to see yourself always, if it's an experience that you do not want, is to stay within yourself, being safe and secure. But the big thing is to love self. I know when we did one podcast, someone made a comment about, well, I don't think it's very important to love. That is one of the really, really super important things, is to learn to love self. Because when you love, see, it's create, support, support, create. And I know we won't be able to explain this whole thing about creation of reality in 1 hour, but it's to love self. When you love self, appreciate yourself, you're going to create people that come around you. You're going to bring them. Law of attraction. People like to use that. Law of attraction. Yeah. You're going to attract people who support you in loving yourself. That's the thing. See, if we get in an argument with somebody or a disagreement with somebody, we look at the other person and say, okay, you're my challenge. And you blame that person. Well, you did this to me. You did that and all that kind of stuff. And you can never do anything to anybody. It's impossible. But what you do is you can support them where they are at. I always tell people, don't look outside yourself. Your challenges are internal. The solutions are internal. And I think that's important, especially in keeping with what Deb has said, and that you said too, with the collective consciousness. Even though you're in a collective consciousness, you still have your own. You still have your own reality. You have choice. You can be a part of the collective or not part of the collective. You always have choice. Always. You're never
so important for our listeners to understand that the creation of your reality is always based on choice. Thank you, Seattle, for listening. We're going to take a momentary short break. And when we come back, we will be joined by the Realm of Beings, and we will hear directly what they have to tell us about this conversation about the creation of reality. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Coaster trying to figure out what to do next? Then join Greta, me, Yvonne, and the Realm of Beings each Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Take the dust off your wings and fly to the highest heights in your thoughts and actions. Express your greatness. Be a champion for yourself, and we'll see you there on Shifting Impressions Conversations with the Realm of Beings. Been on life's roller coaster trying to figure out what to do next? Then join Greta, me, Yvonne, in the realm of being each Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Take the dust off your wings and fly to the highest heights in your thoughts and actions. Express your greatness. Be a champion for yourself, and we'll see you there on Shifting Impressions Conversations with the Realm of Being.
Day-to-day living can be difficult in our world today. Most of us don't know how to live a peaceful, joy-filled existence. Learn how to break through these barriers and live a transformative life on Love and Light with me, Dr. Lisa. Every day living in peace. Every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To work with Dr. Lisa, visit EducationThroughEngagement.com.
Yes, what? You don't need to wait until the new year to set new goals for yourself. Hi, I'm Joan Marlowe, the host of Awareness to Action, and I'm taking this concept to a whole new level. I've developed a program to take your awareness to action in 90 days. Let me introduce you to your day one. Day one can start any day you choose, so why not now? We will use powerful brainstorming, mastermind, visioning, and goal-setting techniques to open your awareness of what you really want in your life and take action with intention to get there. Choose to work with me one-on-one or in a small group. Let's connect, lift each other up, and hold each other accountable. I'm offering a free consult to design your program. Visit my site, peacefulhealing.com, to connect with me, and let's find out when your day one will begin.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion. With me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
Hello, thank you for listening. My name is Lee, and I'm here with Greta. We are the hosts of the podcast Shifting Impressions, Conversations with the Realm of Beings, hosted on Transformation Talk Radio, Fridays at 8 a.m. Pacific Time. Greta and I are filling in for Dr. Pat today. Our colleague Yvonne is absent. Unfortunately, she couldn't join us. On our podcast, the third segment of the podcast, we have a direct link through Greta to the Realm of Beings. So if you would like more information on channeling or what it is, please, you can find our podcast on Transformation Talk Radio or iTunes or Spotify. Go to the first episode and we tell you all about what we're doing here. So the Realm of Beings should be with us now. Realm, are you here?
Yes.
Thank you for joining us this morning. Greta and I have been talking about the creation of reality. Do you have anything more to share with the listeners today?
Most people don't believe in the creation of reality. It's easier not to think about that you created some things that you create. It's like it's unbelievable that I would do something like that.
Yes, it's definitely a hard pill for some to swallow, because when we're creating things that are joyful and happy, we can fully take responsibility for those things. But sometimes when things are less than desirable or health challenges are arising in our life or with friends or in the lives of friends, when we see these things we don't want to see happening around us, but especially when they are our creation of reality with ourselves, we sometimes have a tendency to deny that. But knowing that you create your reality is a form of empowerment, because you have the ability to change things you don't like once you're aware of it. How, if people are experiencing a creation in their life they do not identify with, how can they change it?
Change the thought. Change the thought. But what thought would you change it with is to love yourself. We always say that. Love you. Some people think that that's not important. It is important because it directs your creation of reality. Loving yourself will provide you other opportunities for loving yourself. If you're down in the dumps, I'm no good, I can't do this, I'm worthless, you're beating up on yourself, and you're beating up on a divine being. You are divine. You do not need to beat up on yourself. Start to live in your divineness as you are created. And as you create yourself. Love every part of yourself. Love every cell of your body. That is something very important. It will dictate to you what attractions you are going to bring to yourself. Look around you. Who are you? What type of people are you attracting to yourself? What type of people? People that are beating up on themselves? People that don't love themselves? Or people that do love themselves? You have a choice. Always. What were you saying, Lee?
So that's a clue. When people can observe what they are, who is surrounding them, and if they like the energy that is coming, then maybe they're on the right track. But if you feel good and you feel joyful, that is the way to be. However, if you don't want to look internal yet, but you externally see what's manifesting around you and you try to judge it as not good or not the energy you want or bad influences, if you're seeing that, that means you have to turn internally to see what actually is in you. Yes?
Everything is internal. Everything is internal. Your challenges are internal. Your solutions are internal. As humanoids, you look outside yourself for the answer. The answers are inside you, deep inside you. How do you change yourselves? You change yourselves by, we would say to you, walk around the house and say, ooh, I love myself. I love myself. I love myself. Make it a chant. I love myself. I love myself. You can make a song out of that. Do something with it. Enjoy being you. Stop making yourself suffer. Who wants to suffer? I'm living in a bad place. You're living in a bad place? Then get up and move. You with somebody that makes you feel bad about yourself? Then get up and move. You don't have to sit down anywhere at any time. You have the empowerment over yourself at all times. You think you don't, but you do. Always, you always have the ability to create the things you want. Always. I don't care where you are. I don't care what you look like. I don't care what your ailments are. You can change anything. Change your thoughts. Put your emotions, instead of putting your emotion to fear, I can't do this, I'm afraid, release yourself of the fear. There's no need. Divinity has no need for fear. And you, each one of you, is divine.
So if someone is finding themselves in a place where maybe they're not feeling so good, they're feeling depressed, I mean, can you start with a small thing? I mean, if you're not ready to fully embrace loving yourself, if you find some a little inkling of joy in a sunset or a flower and you start there with some external appreciation, is that the one stepping stone to getting to self-love?
That could be for some people. For some people, it would not be enough. If you're sitting, if you are incarcerated, you can't go out to go get the flower. You can't go out to see the sunset. So now what do you do?
What is the start for those people? Some are in their proverbial prison, but if you're in an actual prison, where do you start?
We're working with a young man now. He had to learn to love himself. He had to learn to love himself. That's what he's practicing. It's not something that just pops up and says, okay, I love myself today. No. If you've been taught not to love yourself, you spent 50 years of your life not loving yourself, 50 years of your life being in depression, just to go get a flower, they have to go deeper than that. They have to go deeper into themselves and decide, I'm better than this. I'm better than this. I know I am. I am a divine being. I can and I will love myself. Notice with like speaking in the future. But some people only know present, past, present, and future. They don't understand the nowness. So for those who are at not the nowness, think of what you call the future. See it brighter than what it is. Write down on paper what it is you want. Study it. Study what you want. You have to change yourself. It just doesn't happen. You go around the corner and say, whoops, I'm changed. Thank goodness. I'm changed. You have to decide, this is what I am going to do. And don't be lonely. You know, some people say, oh, I'm lonely, I'm by myself. Forget that. We're all by ourselves, me included.
But I thought we were all connected.
Yes, we are all one, Lee. But in being humanoid, people think of the term that there's not another person next door, or there's not another person that they're living with or that they're being with. They see themselves as being alone. It's another illusion. Another illusion of aloneness.
We are getting to the end of the hour realm. Do you have anything brief that you would like to leave the listeners with?
We're going to leave them with the same thing we said over and over and over again. Love and appreciate yourselves. Love and appreciate yourselves. If it's your fingernails you like, start there. If it's your hair that you like, start there. If it's your feet, start there. Start somewhere about you that you are loving you. And then make it more and increase it more and more and more until you are loving your totality. Remember, you are divine.
Thank you, Realm. Thank you, Seattle, for listening. Loretta and I had a wonderful time filling in for Dr. Pat today. We hope you join us on our next podcast, Shifting Impressions, Conversations with the Realm of Being. Thank you until we create each other again.
Expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
And good Thursday to you. Benny Mathers here for a look at your Alternative Talk AM 1150 traffic update for around this hour. Well, on Highway 9 just recently, it looks like northbound, southbound traffic is alternating around North Upper Samish Road around Mile 64 due to some fallen trees. Good thing the State Patrol has arrived on the scene and they are detouring traffic around that. That's Highway 9 around Mile 64 just north of Upper Samish Road. Stay tuned, coming up next. After the news weather, it's another hour of the Transformation Talk Radio Network. This time it's Sabrina Wright and the Live the Good Life Show.
NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. The FDA is expanding the eligibility for Pfizer coronavirus booster shots to 16 and 17-year-olds. The agency changed the emergency use authorization and now says those kids can receive a booster shot at least 6 months after getting their second dose. Dr. Peter Marks with the FDA said at the booster, its benefits have been shown to clearly outweigh potential risks. The sex trafficking trial of Ghislaine Maxwell is adjourning for the day. Lisa G reports.
The British socialite is facing charges for her alleged role in helping to recruit young girls for sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Maxwell denies those allegations. Jurors heard from one witness Thursday morning before one of the attorneys got sick and the day was called off. Prosecutors could rest their case on Friday.
The Senate is moving forward on a compromise bill that would raise the federal debt limit. A key procedural vote pushed the measure toward a final vote. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has warned about a government default by the middle of next week without a hike in the debt limit. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer told senators the default could be catastrophic for the economy. It appears the lawsuit filed by the Detroit Police and Fire Pension Fund against Quicken Loans founder and Cleveland Cavaliers owner Dan Gilbert will be dropped. The Detroit News reports the claim of Gilbert engaging in insider trading was filed November 23rd in Delaware. Gilbert sold over 20 million shares of Rocket Company in March to fund a $500 million effort to revitalize Detroit neighborhoods. stock in the company steadily declined in the months ahead. Officials representing the pension fund said it appears all the facts were not known when the lawsuit was filed by an outside law firm. New York City's council is expected to pass legislation today that would let non-citizens vote in local elections. Folks are reacting on the streets.
I don't know. I just feel like, you know, they're probably just doing it for votes, and I don't think it's right.
I think that makes sense. I think it's fair because they live there. They have their kids going to the school. I think it makes sense.
Many are green card holders and folks with work permits. Republicans say this devalues citizenship. You're listening to The Latest on NBC News Radio.
So the dream was to build your very own law practice. Be your own boss, call all the shots. But have things like billing, HR, timekeeping, and all the other management stuff turned your dream into a nightmare? Take charge of your practice with Lexicon. We're the intersection of practice management software and legal support services for your firm. You'll get more billable and livable hours back. Lexicon marks the spot for all your practice management needs. Visit lexiconservices.com/intersection to get the whole story or schedule a demo.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
and Doug.
And we're back with Limu, Emu, and Doug for the final question. Category is things you climb. All right, Limu, what do you think? You sure? We're going with Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need. Oh, so close. We were looking for stairs. Huh. Only pay for what you need.
Liberty.
And let's go ahead and take a look now to Alternative Talk weather outlook for Thursday. Well, we'll see more clouds and rain today. High temperatures on the chillier side around 42, 43 degrees. Tonight, clouds and rain will hang around. Low temperatures dropping down about 36. For Friday, more clouds and rain expected. Highs a little warmer around 48. Low temperatures around 46. Clouds and showers all day. For the weekend, yep, cloudy skies and rain again. High temperatures in the mid-40s.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Vasily and Transformation Talk Radio.
Who taught you or your kids how to handle stress? That's right, no one. I'm combat veteran Deb Lewis, and I'm on a mission to change that. My new children's book, Why is Pono Not Pono Today, is set in Hawaii. Lovable characters, Pono the Bull and his friend Kuleana, show us how a stressful situation ends happily. Look closer to reveal powerful ways to handle all types of stress. Start loving your stress-filled life today. Go to mentallytoughwomen.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
Are you ready to experience full-body system wellness? Tune in to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, a spiritual toolbox for your life. Embrace the fullness of who you are as a spiritual being, having a human experience. Pam Bright is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, energy intuitive, and spiritual transformation coach. Join her for a rich conversation about how to unlock all your spiritual gifts. Mondays at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Life can be demanding, but sometimes our wheels are spinning and we're too focused on making them turn to notice we're stuck in the mud. Tune into The Pause with me, Ellen Wyoming Deloy, every second and fourth Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Learn how to stop, reflect, and start moving forward with intention. And if you're really looking to jumpstart your personal development, schedule a free coaching consultation with me at ellenwyomingdeloy.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith.
Tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So, get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
Get ready to uncover, develop, and celebrate the greatest you you can be. Welcome to the Live the Good Life Show with Sabrina Wright, connecting your physical and spiritual self. Sabrina is a holistic health and wellness advocate, consultant, encourager, and therapist, here to help you dive into self-care so you can be your own greatest advocate. Could you use a little direction? Sabrina takes a holistic, multifaceted approach. No part of your well-being is left behind. We all want to feel healthy, happy, and whole. So let's get to it. The Live the Good Life Show starts now.
Hi, everybody. Welcome. My name is Sabrina Wright, and I'm your host today on Live the Good Life Show. I'm so glad you're here. And it's really, really kind of exciting. It's December again, right? So it's gift-giving time. We're here hoping that in the Pacific Northwest, or at least I am, we're going to get snow for Christmas. I'm keeping my fingers crossed. But today's show, we've got a guest that is Sue Hitzman. Really exciting. And right now, we're just waiting for her to come on. But I just want to tell you a little bit about what we're going to talk about today. And that is activity. Are you trying to lead a really active, healthy life through nutrition and exercise, but still feel like you're missing something? And the holiday season adds on much more stress, right? So it's hard to get everything in. Well, if your joints ache and you're feeling the effects of aging, there's a stability system that's unaddressed through these forms of self-care that is a renewable resource within your body. And so today we're going to learn how to gain resilience and vibrancy from our skin to our bone health as we uncover missing links to longevity. And Sue Hitzman, who is our guest, she's a nationally recognized neurofossil science and research educator, a manual therapist, an exercise physiologist, and founding member of the Fossa Research Society. That's a mouthful. She's the founder and creator of the MELT Method, which is a simple self-care technique that addresses the missing link to pain-free living, hydrated, supple fascia, and a stable, balanced nervous system. She's authored two best-selling books, and is the CEO of Longevity Fitness, Inc., an online consumer and professional education business. I was reading one of her books, the one MELT Performance, and I was kind of tickled that the foreword was written by a very well-known massage therapeutic body work educator, Eric Dalton. And some of what he had to say about Sue and the work that she does is that she has an innovative blend of connective tissue and nervous tissue techniques. And he likens it to the work that she does to for the body as an orchestra, where each part of the body is related, and when one section goes off key, the rest of the group jumps in to compensate. Well, that's how our body acts. He also goes on to say that problems arise when we continue to use neurological compensations long after injury has been healed. Now, I don't know about you, but I've experienced that. And it's difficult to figure out how to unravel myself. So, let's see. Benny, do we see Cyril?
I don't believe that she's checked in yet. No, uh-uh.
Okay. Goodness. Let's give her another minute or two.
Okay.
And if she's unable to join us, then what I'd like to do is revisit last month's show with Brian Daly and the power of choice. Really profound show, making lots of changes for individuals and helping to change the way, just incrementally, how we perceive life, how we perceive moving through our life, and how we perceive moving toward our outcomes, our desires, and our dreams. Really transformational. All right, here. So, Betty, I'm going to have to turn it over to you.
Okay.
We're just going to have to reschedule Sue.
Yep. Well, unfortunately, we're going to have to do that. And I have this show all queued up for you. So if listeners out there, you will now continue hearing The Power of Choice with Brian Daly. And it was a show from last month with Sabrina Wright.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
Are you finally ready, I mean really finally ready, to release any negativity in your thinking? Do you have negativity in your limiting beliefs? And are these both holding you hostage in your own thoughts? Well, today I am very excited, honored, and privileged, and just tickled to be able to introduce to you a gentleman who's made a profound change and difference in my life personally. And he has helped me to let go and move on from negativity in my thoughts and some of my limiting beliefs. Our guest today, let me just tell you a little bit about this gentleman. Our guest today is a behavioral economist, and he has an emphasis in maximizing leadership performance and development. He's worked as a consultant with executives, independent business owners, and anyone who has sought to maximize their results within not only their businesses, but in their lives. As an entrepreneur, he's been a part of multiple startups, helping most of those teams accomplish over $100 million in revenue annually. As a consultant, he's helped turn around some of the nation's largest companies with his strategies in employee and consumer behavior. Yet he has the greatest joy in helping develop executives and individuals reach their full potential in both their professional and personal life. He has an undergraduate degree in behavioral science. His master's is in business administration with an emphasis in behavior and economics. He's trained in neuromarketing, body language, face reading, conscious language, micro-expression, integration, and negotiation. All of this in an effort to help people connect with their authentic desires and direction. And again, it is my great pleasure and honor to introduce my guest today, Ryan Daly. Hi, Ryan.
Hi, Sabrina. Wow, what an awesome introduction. I should hire you to do that all the time. That is beautiful. Thank you.
I just treasure you so much. We met, 3 years ago?
Yes, I would say 3 years ago, yeah.
3 years ago. And each time we come together and each time we talk, I walk away with golden nuggets that are so graciously presented so that I can take a look at what we're going to talk about today, negativity in our thoughts and limiting beliefs. And we really don't realize that. And so I'm excited that we're just going to be able to talk about it today for our listeners. We're going to talk about our conscious and unconscious actions and where they come from, right?
Right.
And so how do we learn about those? Where does that start, Ryan?
Yeah, so that's a great question because we are, Carl Jung, which was a psychologist early in the 20th century, made a really profound statement. He said that until we make the unconscious conscious, we're doomed to be ruled by it. And it's really profound in the sense that as we go through our daily actions and the activities that we take and the choices that we make, most of the actions we take seem to be unconscious. They seem to be habitual. They seem to be driven by frameworks that are developed early in our life. And so if we're a subject or an agent that develops from the consequences of our actions, and most of our actions are unconscious,
mm-hmm.
how do we access our unconscious actions, behaviors, and thoughts and change those into the right direction? So that's really powerful. We talked about, as you said, we talked about changing limiting belief systems and things, frameworks in our mind that structure us to move in a particular way. But if there are belief systems and they're in our brain, how do we change the way we think, right?
Where do we start?
Let's go paradigms and like, hey, I've got this foundation of a building. How do I even change it, right? How do I go underground that I can't even see and change the way I think so I can change the way I act? But the beauty of it is as we talk about it today, it'll be so simple that it'll be a little scary how simple it is.
Okay.
It'll be so profound to how it impacts all of our actions and behaviors that is just as easily as we find ourselves sabotaging parts of our life unconsciously, we'll find ourselves making parts of our life unconsciously. We'll find them growing in grace and ease rather than the struggle and effort. And it's really a profound experience to have. So I guess to start, we would start to just identify the problem and say, Sabrina, as someone who interacts with a lot of people, have you ever seen someone sabotage their relationship or their career?
Oh, yes. Yes, definitely. And yeah. I've kind of done it myself. So, yes, absolutely.
I know. That's one of those things that are common. Either as our friends or our family, we see them go through life and experience some real struggles. And they sit across from you after they just got fired, and they say, I don't know what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And as a good friend, you pat them on the back and say, I know, it's crazy, right? I don't know what happened either. But as an outside observer, you know exactly what happened. You saw all the actions they took to lead to that outcome, and you kind of dismiss them as not being honest with themselves. But the truth is, they genuinely don't know. Have you ever seen that before?
I have, and you're right. Genuinely, they do not recognize it.
Right. They did actions that produced a very real negative result in their life. But they did it unconsciously. They were not aware either of the consequences or that they were even taking the actions. And as an outside participant, we are blown away. We think that is like, how did you not know that yelling at your boss was going to get you in trouble,
right?
But it happened. And the scary part of that, Sabrina, is you and I and your listeners are the same people. Things happen in our lives, and we look and we're like, that's not fair. How did that happen? Mm-hmm. And what we don't realize is people on the outside are looking on the inside and saying, I know exactly how that happened. You did this and this and this and this, and you just have no idea how that happened. So that is the power of all these unconscious actions that drive where we're going and drive our actions and our outcomes. And the power is in being able to change those and how we do that.
Is there like a cue or a clue that occurs in normal everyday life in a situation where we can see or recognize the catalyst or the trigger, if you will, that's going to get us?
Right, right. So one of the things that I would recommend, and we'll get into this in a few minutes, is how we change our thoughts. But one way to recognize when our unconscious actions are steering us in a negative direction is really just the outcomes. Just say, did what happened just now or in this circumstance, is this my highest choice? Is this is this my optimal outcome for this situation? And if the answer is no, then you can tell that actions were taken to get you there that sabotage that outcome. And I'm sure we'll talk shortly about how to make those choices a reality.
You're right. So, Ryan, we're going to go for a break. And when we come back, let's answer the question, where do we get started?
Tune into the Dr. Diane Show, where we explore revolutionary expansion of mind, body, and soul every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I bring over 20 years of expertise as a mindset warrior, perspective shifter, and unshakable optimist dedicated to helping you reach your wildest dreams in business, health, performance, and relationships. Join the discussion on the show. Learn more about me, Dr. Diane, and receive a free digital copy of my magazine at naturalnutmeg.com. Even though your home base is one Enneagram type, you have characteristics of all the types. Tune in to Enneagram Conversations with Renee Siegel the second and fourth Monday of each month at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn how you can unlock your unlimited potential. Visit YouArePurePotential.com for more about Renee and her work. That's the letter U, the letter R, PurePotential.com.
Everyone, this is Live the Good Life Show, and I'm your host, Sabrina Wright, and I just want to give you a little bit of information so that if you want to reach out and you want to continue to have this conversation, you can reach me at my website, theright.com, or on my public figure page on Facebook, Sabrina A. Wright, or you can shoot me a text at 360-624-1585. And I want to encourage you to take advantage of the clarity call that I'm offering, 60 minutes, and it's free, and we're going to talk about you and what you need some clarity and help on. Back to my guest and this really exciting topic. So, Ryan, where does and how does our brain impact our actions?
Yeah.
What's going on with the brain?
Yeah, so that's absolutely, understanding that helps us apply everything we're about to talk about. So to oversimplify it, but I think to do it justice, we have two parts in our brain. We've got the frontal lobe, which is where we have all this abstract thought. This is the thought that you relate to as your brain. This is where we think about right, wrong, truth, justice. And it's this little padded cell of thoughts. We get to think about creative things, have imagination, hopes, and dreams. We get to have preferences and dislikes and all in this padded cell and create this little thought process of who we are and who we choose to be. And then the rest of the brain. So the other 80 to 85% is just this mass of neurons that's entirely unconscious. We're not aware that it's aware, right? It's an unaware, self-aware thing. And what happens is that beats our heart, it moves our lungs, and it helps us execute our habits. We can move activity into that. And 90 to 95%, maybe more, is driven by that unconscious part of the brain. And there's no abstract thought. It doesn't comprehend. It doesn't think. It just moves. It's entirely literal. It just acts. So it's all action. It is action, where the frontal lobe is soft.
Okay.
What's fascinating is nothing that we think of impacts anything behind.
How is that happening? That's bizarre, almost.
Crazy interesting, right? Nothing that we're thinking of, but it's designed that way, and it's like a safety cell there, because here we get to make choices, and then we get to make actions and take choices from these thoughts in this little padded cell. We get to filter those thoughts, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of get to play with those thoughts and then filter them out into the world. But without that padded cell, we would think something like, oh, I wonder what it's like to push her out of the car, and we would just push it out, right? That padded cell keeps, it's very good. Like, we're going to talk about how to get around the padded cell with choices, but it protects us from doing things unconsciously, because when that unconscious portion of the brain picks it up, it just acts and it just behaves, right?
Mm-hmm.
It does those things. And so what happens is we can think good thoughts all day long, but thinking doesn't change sometimes the way the back of our head's wired.
Sure.
But the things that do impact this portion through all of the scans that you can do and the CT scan is your physical senses. It's fascinating.
Wow.
Physical reality impacts the rest of your brain. So when I touch something, neurons flare. When I see something, I can get a memory back. When I smell something, I can all of a sudden, like, I remember, oh, I smell the bacon, and I remember something, right? It's the aroma. It's the sight. It's the taste. These things impact all of this unconscious neurons. And so what happens is the things that we impact our senses with impact and drive actually 90% of our behavior.
Ooh.
It's so, but 90% of our behavior. So there was a philosopher, it's cited as the unknown philosopher. He said, nothing touches the soul but leaves its impress. And thus, little by little, we are fashioned into the image of all that we have seen, heard, known, and meditated. And therefore, if we learn to live with all that is the fairest and the purest and the best, the love of it all, in the very end, will become our lives.
Oh, I love that.
And so the things that we surround ourselves with become the inputs to this 90% of the brain who just acts. That's all it does. And so, as the philosopher says, if we surround ourselves with good stuff, then we have good action. So let me give you an example. Do you mind if I tell a story about my wife?
As long as she doesn't mind.
Oh, she always minds a little bit. Sabrina, this is what started me on this process. I was early in my undergraduate studying behavioral science, and we had just left the personality theory class, and I had learned about vision boards and things like that. And as an academic at the time, I'm like, that's interesting. And then very weak, my wife came back from therapy, because I'm a wonderful husband, so she definitely needed to see someone. She came back and she said, hey, my therapist recommended that I do dream board. And have you ever downloaded this before, Sabrina?
I have. They're powerful.
They're powerful.
And they are. You don't realize it.
That's right. And so what I said as a wonderful academic, typical in that fashion, is, well, I know all about those. You go ahead and do that yourself. See how I distanced myself from actual action there? I said, I know, you go do. And she said, no problem. So she went and she made a vision board, put everything on her that she wanted, and it was this awful neon orange board. It just was so bright. She put it in front of the bathroom or the bedroom. It didn't match anything, which was surprising. And then I, on the other hand, did my goals in my laptop, because beep, bop, boop, I'm smart. I'm going to do them in a laptop. And I wrote my goals in a laptop, and I closed the laptop and threw it away. And then a year later, I decided to update my goals. It was New Year's, and I pulled up my goals from last year, and I noticed I didn't do any of them. I had none of my goals done. I was a goal-oriented person. I accomplished nothing. But then I looked up at the board and realized that I had walked past this vision board every day, and I could memorize everything on there, and we had accomplished every single thing on that board.
Oh, my gosh.
And I realized my wife had found a way to manipulate me.
Not intentionally.
Oh, well, maybe.
Maybe. But, I mean, that's powerful. Everything.
And for me, my question was I trying? No. It happened. I took actions and steps to make that happen. I saved up a little for the trip, started planning when the new car would be there. But it seemed like grace and ease. I took actions. I had all these, this visual stimulus that I saw was impacting, later I would learn, right, was impacting my unconscious brain that said, we can do that. And just started to drive me in my micro actions in that direction. It was almost as if instead of having headwinds against what I was trying to accomplish, they became tailwinds. All my unconscious actions were rudering me into that direction.
Wow.
It was profound. It was
wow. Yes.
And so the way that we can impact our thoughts, mm-hmm. as well as the thoughts that we don't know we're having, the ones that are holding us back, the ones where we say, we think in our padded cell, I really would like to achieve that. But every time we push, we don't seem to be getting there because we have most of our actions fighting against us, is impacting our senses. And the most controllable sense that we have is our hearing.
Oh.
Because we get to say words
mm-hmm.
and then hear them. And then
right.
we see them. The brain says, oh, I can do that. As long as we say it right.
Okay. Okay.
We need to make sure that we're using the right words because we are literal. So what are some of the things, Sabrina, that you experience when you choose to have something in your life? What do you say? How do you interact? How do your friends, how do your friends and your colleagues talk about the items that they'd like to have in their lives?
Well, that's interesting that you ask the question, what do my friends say they would like to have, and you ask me what I choose to have.
Right.
So working with you, I've learned that. For our listeners, though, can you explain the difference between the term, what I'd like to have, and the statement, what I choose to have? How is it that the choose is better than like?
Yes, that's right. Okay, so what I'll do, why don't we do this? I'm going to explain the way you hear things, and then we can talk a minute about what we swap out. So,
okay.
So your unconscious brain is literal, which means it will be a 100% literal to what you say. And unfortunately, the English language is babble. It's all confusion. So we say things that we don't actually mean.
Mm.
Say things that take abstract thought to process your frontal lobe. So we don't understand sarcasm in the back of our brain, and it's all literal. So when we say things like, I want something,
mm-hmm.
what we hear ourselves say is, I desire something without fulfillment.
Mm.
And then 90% of our brain says, I can desire something without fulfillment. And then it drives all of our unconscious actions into desiring something without fulfillment. I want the fulfilling relationship. I can make sure you always want a fulfilling relationship. You never will accomplish it. Oh, you always want it.
Wow.
Drives all these things. We get this, I want money. I want satisfaction, happiness, contentment. I want a fulfilling relationship. I want success in my career. And it seems like every step we take, we get pushed back to success because we're sabotaging ourselves and our actions are putting a headwind against what we are. So the trick is then learning a few things that we can do to swap out our words to align our actions with our children.
Oh, my goodness, Ryan. That is mind-blowing, literally. Literally mind-blowing. And unfortunately, we have to go to a break right now. So when we come back, how do we choose, right? How do we choose the words, right? How do we choose the right words to turn our switch on in our brain so that we are having fulfilling desires, relationships, successful businesses? So when we come back, tips from Ryan on how do we flip that switch in our brain. Hi, everyone. Welcome back. You're listening to Live the Good Life Show, and I'm here with Ryan Daly, and we're talking about releasing those negative thoughts and the negativity that's created your limiting beliefs and how to break through all of that. So, Ryan, before the break, you were telling us about the brain and the words that we say and what our ears hear to activate.
So for all of your listeners, and I just know that there are listeners out there who are hearing the idea that I can say things and change my actions, the way my brain works. And they might be a little skeptical of that, and they may be a little like, well, that sounds too easy to be true, and they may be a little off-putish, but I challenge one exercise I'd like everyone to do at some point. I'll just describe it, and they can go and do it and experience it themselves. I would like them to sit in a room quietly and close their eyes, pay attention to how they feel, and then to repeat three times the words, their money. So they'd say, their money.
Their money, okay.
Their money. And then say the words out loud, my money, my money, and my money. And by doing that, they're going to notice, and it's kind of obvious, everyone knows what's going to happen, they're going to feel better when they say my money.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And some say, what does that matter? What does that have to do with anything? But feelings don't come from nothing. Feelings are chemical responses. And what happened was, it's a real easy example of something that I say, that I heard, that my unconscious brain dropped a small amount of dopamine into my system to make me feel better. Mm-hmm. I was able to say something to change an unconscious biological response that's very physical, and I created a real result in my life. I couldn't think it, but I could say it and make it happen. See, we can't think dopamine to come out because of that padded cell. If we did, we'd walk around all day just in ecstasy, dropping dopamine at a whim, right? But we can say things to impact it. It has to be the right things. And so the one thing when we teach, this is called conscious language. It means we're very conscious about what we say and what we hear and how we respond to it, so that our unconscious actions can drive to our outcomes. There's a whole science behind this, and I'll credit Robert Tennyson Stevens. He's done a lot of work on this, and you can go into a lot of places. But for me, as a teacher, I teach the things with the biggest return of investment, right? Things that have the biggest jump. And so I only anchor to three or four things that make huge life-changing impacts in people's lives. And the first one that I would love your listeners to fully understand is that word want. We change the word want in our nomenclature to choose. I don't want money, I choose money. I don't want a fulfilling relationship, I choose a fulfilling relationship. I don't want a diet soda, I choose a diet soda. And that's what happens. We choose those things. And if there are choices, then we use that word. And when our brain hears choose instead of want. It says, I can do that. That's what we choose. We can do that. And it's the smallest thing to sit and to make a list of our highest choices and then to just say them out loud. I choose this. I choose this. I choose this. To put it visually somewhere in our life, either on a dream board so our physical sense, our visual senses can see it. I have clients who write them on the mirror.
Okay.
The next to marker, they'll write them. So every time they get ready or they shave and they put on the makeup, they see their outcomes. I choose, and they write their choices. And it's fascinating to watch them, even in the peripheral of your life, being seen every day, saying them on a regular basis, how easy it is to suddenly start to achieve those things. Suddenly, we start to see shifts in our lives. We said, I know I'm performing actions that drive them and choices, but now it seems easier. Now it seems I'm having lucky moments pop up. Right? And it's Thomas Jefferson who said, I have found that the person who works the hardest has the greatest luck.
Mm-hmm.
I have those moments when people come to you and they're like, you're so lucky. And you're like, well, I'm not lucky. I'm just aligned. Taking my unconscious actions and align them with my highest choices. And I don't sabotage myself with my words. And so the one thing that I would counsel all of your listeners is immediately remove the word want from your vocabulary and change it with choose. And it takes some exercise, and it sounds funny sometimes, but it works. It works so well.
And you're right. It does take some work to make that change. And for me, I had to put that list on the bathroom mirror, and I had to stop doing whatever I was doing and getting ready for the morning, brushing my teeth, whatever, washing my face at night. But I had to stop, and I read out loud every single thing that I am choosing in my life. And I can't even say that, you know, it took a week and it was like, oh, yeah, I know what this is. For everybody, it's going to be different. Some people could do it, like if you say it 10 times a day for 10 days in a row, it's going to automatically come. But you're right. Put it where you can see it. List it all out. That's brilliant. That was a great exercise that you gave me personally.
There's one thing I'll add to that, Sabrina. There was a philosopher a couple centuries BC that said, we're agents unto ourselves to act and not to be acted upon. And which really translates into we're individuals to choose and not to be acted upon, right? We have this sense of choice and agency that no other animal on the entire planet has.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else is instinctual. We have the ability to choose, and instead, common society allows us to just be acted upon by others' choices. Right, and so empowered with the ability to choose. Powerful.
You also talk about changing or replacing goals, the term goals, and moving toward goals.
Yes, the second thing that I removed is the word goals, because it's the next easiest one, and we don't have goals, because goals are things we hope happen. We have outcomes. Our outcome is this. This is what's going to happen. This is the outcome we're driving towards. And even in my professional life, I set up meetings. I never start the meeting with, hey, the goal of this meeting is to resolve. No. The outcome of this meeting is this. And what's fascinating is your brain works in a very deliberate way that when you say outcome, your next thoughts are very different. They're very, very different. In fact, when you say my outcome is this, the next thoughts that you have are actually driving you towards that outcome. It's fascinating.
Ooh.
Everyone else's brain works the same way. So when I'm in a room full of people and I say, the outcome of this session is that we have a solution for this. Everyone else starts thinking in a very deliberate way of driving towards that outcome rather than hoping that the outcome happens, that it just magically appears. And so when we drive our professionals in very deliberate ways, I remove goals and we go right to outcomes. And it's amazing how to watch teams and families. Mm-hmm. Our outcome in this family is this. We get very intentional about the words we choose and how suddenly everyone aligns right into that outcome and they start to drive it. It's just absolutely fulfilling. So we remove want and then we replace it with choose. And we have our outcome. So my dream board is actually my outcome board. I write outcome, and then I fill out my choices on my outcome board. And I replace that about every 6 months. And it's not because, I'll be honest, it's not because I time that out. It's because most of them get accomplished in 6 months. I'll set outcomes that I think will take 2 years, and they go fast. Wow. It's fascinating.
Oh, now, so for your board, is it mostly words or is it words and pictures?
Mostly words for me, but a lot of people are picture-oriented, so they do pictures. I have a whiteboard, and I have my outcomes off to the corner of it, and they're in front of my face. In fact, it's right across the room there, and I see it every day. Whether I study it or not, it's in my peripheral every day.
Perfect. Wow, those are so actionable and simple. Now, there's a difference between simple and easy. And sometimes when I'm talking to people, I have to explain that.
That's right.
So that we all start at a common place. These are simple actions to take that will give you big, impactful results.
Surprisingly impactful results. Mm-hmm. Deceptively impactful because they're so small inputs.
Mm-hmm. Wow, Ryan, this is just fantastic. We're going to have to go on a break one more time. And when we come back, I'm going to ask you for a positive thought that everyone can think on and move through the obstacles that are preventing them from taking action.
Love it.
That build on top of these two simple word changes. So when we come back after this break.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life at 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Is your life stressful and unfulfilling? Would you like to make changes, but you don't know how? Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I'm the host of the Dr. Pat Show. I'd like to recommend The Necktie and the Jaguar by Carl Greer. This is a memoir with questions to help you change your story and live a life that's more pleasing to you. For more information or to purchase this fabulous book, please go to TransformationTalkRadio.com or go to CarlGreer.com.
When trauma is stored in the body, it can subconsciously affect and determine our life experience. Learn how the mind connects with the body and how you can pursue your own healing and growth so that your light shines brighter than ever. On the Law of Attraction Traction with host, my mom, Green Bear Phil. Every third Tuesday of the month at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about Karine and her services as a holistic heart-centered counselor, visit KarineBearFoe.com.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack, and yes, our office is open, and we are doing strictly phone consultations. If you would like to call and get tuned up, it's perfect time with everything that's going on and things are calming down. Pick up the phone and give us a call. It's quick and easy and it's fun. If you'd like more information on that, you can look at MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4233.
looking for the next Can't Put It Down book. Pick up Unapologetically Favored by Courtney Cottrell, 21-year active duty master chief with the U.S. Navy and motivational speaker. See this beautiful coming-of-age story unfold through the eyes of a true leader. A testimony of tenacity, faith, and self-love that will have you embarking on your own path of self-discovery. Visit unapologeticallyfavored.com to learn more about Courtney and her work.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you, great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, couragetobeseen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
Do your ADHD tendencies get in the way of you doing what you intend to? Traditional strategies for getting things done may not work for you. You need solutions tailored for your unique brain. In Bonnie Minku's training membership program, Productivity Pathfinder, learn ADHD self-mastery step-by-step at your own pace in a supportive community with live online options each week. Learn more about Productivity Pathfinder at thrivewithadd.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Live the Good Life Show, and I'm your host, Sabrina Wright. If you want to continue this conversation, if you want to find out more on how you can choose to change your life from that of inactivity to major activity, reach out. And let's connect. Let's start a clarity call, 60-minute free clarity call, and you can register for that on my website, TheWright, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com, or reach out on my Facebook public figure page, Sabrina A. Wright, or shoot me a text at 360-624-1585. And we're back with my guest, Ryan Daly. Ryan, this has been so incredible and so exciting because you broke it down so simply on how everything between our ears works and how to activate it. If in this last segment, if you would leave the listeners with some really I want to leave them with so many things, but what would you, other than the exercise of changing want to choose and changing goals to outcomes, I would recommend that they do just what you did, and that was that you create your vision dream board, whatever you want to call it, your outcome board, and that you do start to change your vocabulary. Once they're practicing those things, what's next? Where to? What could they see?
So I actually challenged Sabrina for them to do those things. And I that's exactly what you started. But there is one thing I've learned, and it's when I teach this or other principles or even in business, we are ever learning and never coming to a knowledge of the truth. And what that means is we're in a society where we seek knowledge and we seek truth, but then we never really apply it. And so the real lesson is isn't so much what you do after those things. It's being disciplined enough to sit down tonight and to actually make a list of the choices you have in your life. Make a list of the highest choices, the highest outcomes that you would like to see in your life. And and be as limited as you currently are. So most people, when they start this, they find themselves making short lists of my highest choices to pay the bills this month, my highest choices, and they get very limited in their potential, right? That's okay. That's absolutely okay to start. For me, the fact that you start is where you start to see the impact of this in your life, and then you start to expand it. It's not so much that the behavior changes, it's that suddenly your outcomes become bigger and they become larger and they go from paying the bills to paying off the house. That was my first, that was the first big one. The first one was a book. I am a book collector. And our first one was my highest choice is I find this first edition of this particular book. That's how it started because I was testing it and I was learning it and I found it in like 3 months. And it's a book that takes people decades if they never find it at all, if they ever find it at all. So I thought that was a real, real weird coincidence. But let's try this out. And my highest choice was to pay off my house by the time I was 30. And I wrote that up on the board, and that became the big one. But what happened was I started to learn and do more and more, and I was able to accomplish that. And that was something that growing up in an impoverished family, that was important for me. Whether it's right or wrong to pay off a house because of finances, I don't know, but for me it was important. It was authentic to myself. And so suddenly it opens up huge opportunities. So I wouldn't say that you go on to the next thing. I would say you master that act of making a list, being intentional about what that is, and knowing that those highest choices are actually going to impact your life meaningfully. Put them somewhere that you can see them.
Thank you for listening to the Live the Good Life Show with Sabrina Wright. Tune in on the second Thursday of next month at 11 a.m. Pacific for more tips, tricks, and insights to help you invest in your best self. Find balance in your lifestyle and watch yourself evolve into who you're meant to be. For more information about Sabrina and her services, visit balance.com. That's the right, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com.